I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado is among the many states participating in today's Super Tuesday primaries. Vote centers and drop boxes are open until 7 p.m. this evening. As of yesterday, more than a million Coloradans had already voted. Nearly 60% of the ballots processed so far were cast in the Republican primary, where former President Donald Trump is facing off against former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. A strong majority of unaffiliated voters who can pick which party's ballot to return have chosen to participate in the Republican race. A man tased in the face by Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies has settled his lawsuit against the county for $1.5 million. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Kenneth Espinoza was driving his truck in November 2022 when a Los Angeles deputy pulled over his son's car, which he was following to a repair shop. When a second deputy arrived as backup, the two gave Espinoza conflicting directions on whether he could stay. After an argument, the deputies tased and forcibly arrested Espinoza. Investigators later said the deputies broke a number of policies and lied in their official reports. Both were fired. So far, the pair have not faced criminal charges. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The U.S. women's national soccer team will play in Colorado ahead of its trip to the 2024 Paris Olympics. The team will play against Korea Republic at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City on June 1st. The game will be the first for new coach Emma Hayes. The team last played in Colorado in June 2022, beating Columbia with Colorado native Sophia Smith scoring twice. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Overnight lows for Colorado Springs and Denver in that 25 to 30 degree range tonight. Also, a slight chance for some showers in both cities this afternoon and evening. Mostly sunny and warmer for Wednesday.